You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, Roger.
And good morning to you.
A lot of people don't know the history of Florida. It's fascinating.
Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Ron DeSantis very narrowly lost that state in his first run. You remember what happened? I can remember my panic over it. It was terrifying.
Oh, the late night. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, right. Because by law, and I'll never forget this, you had to stop counting
right.
The day after the election at 7 p.m.
Right.
Yeah. And Democrat jurisdictions just said, and kept going. And then even Fox News was watching unmarked cars mm-hmm. pull up and drop off
boxes
of ballots.
Yep,
that violates the law. You can only use prescribed election vehicles that belong mm-hmm. to the state to do those. There's just random cars dropping them off.
Yeah.
And it was so bad in Broward that the corrupt sheriff's department there was turning away reporters and turning away Republicans who wanted to observe the counting.
Hmm.
And if you remember week after week, I mean, this thing went for a couple of weeks, day after day. Ron DeSantis's total and, the Senate totals for Republicans mm-hmm. went down and down and down the percentage, and the Democrats went up and up. They were stealing the election right in front of our faces. The people who were counting it were black. And so they were saying racist, racist, racist while violating the law. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Same thing they did in Georgia.
Yeah. So Florida had been a purple state at that point for many years. Just right on the razor's edge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ron DeSantis, they finally got the courage and the backbone, especially Senator Rick Scott, who was terrified in the beginning. I said, they've got to stand up. They have got to shut this down. They finally shut it down. Ron DeSantis, they were 50,000 votes away from stealing that governorship from him and giving it to a guy who turns out to be a crackhead, literally.
Yes,
go read the story.
Right.
They found him with his pants down in a hotel, passed out. Anyway, typical Democrat. So anyway, what happened was the first thing that Ron DeSantis did when he came in, he fixed the entire electoral system. They changed all the laws that had allowed that to happen. They took over the electoral process. Today, Ron DeSantis wins by double digits less than 8 years later. Why? They fixed the fraud. And once they fixed the fraud, Roger, once they fixed that fraud and they had everything in place that they needed, they could begin to do the economic things that made mm-hmm. Florida the frontier of freedom in the United States of America. In the next election, Ron DeSantis wins by double digits. Why? It's a fair race.
Yeah.
That's what Florida always looked like. The Florida model is being employed right now in California, where they're still counting.
But meanwhile, in California.
Right. Now, what is a way nationally that we can Florida up every state in the nation? Because I am convinced that a lot of purple states are red and even some blue ones. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. When you look at the state of Oregon, which used to be red, believe it or not, in the first election where they did mass mail-in ballots, it went blue, Roger.
Yeah.
Like hitting a wall and it never went back. Right? And once that happens, then you get the influx of the left and it because of the policies, because you only have Democrats elected now. And guess what? Then it truly, I think, actually, honestly becomes blue. That's the model, right? What stops that? There is a silver bullet, like killing a werewolf. It's called the SAVE Act. And the Uniparty is terrified of it because they know Democrats cannot win in a fair election in large numbers. They probably got about 40% of the electorate. I'm serious. That's about all they've got. True fair election. So that is why you're seeing John Thune fight so hard, because the plan of the open borders Republicans is Trump will go and we'll partner with the Democrats and reassert our power. Okay. Yesterday, vote, SAVE Act, to attach it to the budget measure, what would that have meant? Only needs 51 votes to pass. Failed.
Yes, it did.
Who killed it? Four Republicans. Yep. Which, how many of those did Trump endorse despite the fact they hate us? Two. What was the loss? Two. We needed two votes, and we could have had a J.D. Vance tiebreaker. Who cost us those votes? Donald Trump disaster endorsements. Mitch McConnell and Tom Tillis.
Right.
A person, by the way, Tom Tillis, senator, Republican senator from North Carolina, has openly hated Trump and us. And Trump endorses him anyway, blocking the path for an actual conservative, MAGA-loving Republican. So who caused us the victory yesterday? I'm not going to lie to you. It was Trump. Disaster endorsement. Disaster endorsement. The damage done to this country by Mitch McConnell is incalculable. And after Mitch McConnell stabbed Trump in the back, ran the entire Russia collusion hoax, because remember, it was really the Republicans driving this in the Senate the first 2 years. It cost him his, first 2 years of his presidency. We later find out McConnell and all of them knew that it was fake from the beginning. And they kept that investigation going in their committees, generating the headlines. Trump's a Russian agent. And Trump, after all of that, comes in and endorses McConnell. Well, who voted against election integrity yesterday? Of course McConnell did. Of course he did. Tom Tillis, two votes. We lost by two votes because Trump endorsed them and not their conservative challengers. Yeah, not a lot we can do. He's got to stop this, okay? Because Trump is single-handedly destroying the state with his endorsements. It is a disaster. Let me give you a second. Question, let me just second that this last legislative races were an utter disaster because somebody, I think it was Lindsey Graham, but I don't know, handed Trump a slate of people to endorse. He can't possibly have known them all, right, Roger, because they were in the legislature.
No. Yeah.
There's no way. He was too busy, right?
Sure.
Somebody handed him that. He endorsed them all. They were the liberal Republicans who were finding out in the Senate are actually Democrats. They vote with the Democrats. So who ultimately defeated the redistricting plan? We desperately needed that district in the Senate. Most Trump. Most of the people who voted against it, he endorsed and ended their conservative challengers. It's happening again with Evett. So why is Trump now having to endorse? And we talked about this, Pam Evett. Well, because Henry McDisaster and Evett, that machine, that's Lindsey Graham's machine, same people, said to him, you can't have your redistricting. You can't have, we're not redrawing that illegal, according to the Supreme Court. We're not redrawing that district unless you endorse Pam Evett and keep the open borders globalist Karl Rove money machine going in this state.
Ouch.
How do we end up here? Simple. He endorsed all of the liberal Republicans, people who, honestly, if they were running in a blue state, would be running as Democrats. They turned around, slapped him in the face, and voted with the Democrats because, of course, they did. He has got to stop killing off conservatives. And it's just ironic to watch this because he put all these terrible people in place with his endorsements. Maybe knew he did it, maybe didn't. I don't know. They stabbed him in the back in this redistricting, which forced him to have to cut a deal to endorse Pam Evett in order to try to get it through the redistricting to save that congressional seat so it wouldn't go to the Democrats. And guess what?
Yeah.
They stabbed him in the back again. And you could tell he was mad about it, which is why he threw Pam Evett under the bus in his endorsement. Roger, have you ever seen an endorsement where a president or whoever endorses someone and then throws them under the bus at the end of it?
No, it was literally dripping with sarcasm.
Yeah. And he even like went into a lot of detail. Pam Evatt's running mate will be Henry McMaster's son, you know, the governor's son, you know, the boy of, you know, and he says, you know, it spells out this is McMaster's son she's running with. Well, she had been saying for months she wasn't. So he made a liar out of her.
Yeah.
Right. But again, what drove all this? Disaster, disaster, disaster endorsements. So I'm going to ask you something, okay? Be very, very careful. I know I'm talking to North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. Be very careful with a Trump endorsement. Be very, very careful with it. Some of them are great. The Paxton endorsement was wonderful. But he was forced into it. He was going to endorse Cornyn in the beginning. Again, a guy who is a disaster. So this is how we got here. This is a learning lesson. He's got two more years. It's got to stop because he has done generational damage to this state by endorsing liberals. And you know what's crazy about it, Roger? Look at the damage, okay? Even California and Vermont adopted, their legislatures adopted the Trump's tax cuts. Here? No. No, they didn't. When we went, you know, the Iran war, all kinds of states who are Republicans suspending gas tax for a few months to help, they said, screw you. So this is what we get. And Trump did it to the state. I watched great conservatives lose their races in the last round. I mean, it hurt my heart to look at who lost.
Well, the moral of the story is read the label to check for side effects.
Exactly. And Trump has got to stop endorsing people who hate us and hate him. It is just, it's a losing strategy, and it cost us the SAVE Act yesterday. You know how I am. I love Trump. Love him. You can remember me and Lee Rogers butting heads. He came down the elevator. Yeah, Lee wanted Cruz. I wanted Trump. We brawled for a long time. That's how long my support of Trump goes.
Yeah.
But I also don't BS you. I don't blow smoke up your wazoo. That is my deal and my promise to you. And I'm telling you, that's why we lost yesterday. When he gets it right, I'll tell you. It's always good news. A lot more good news than bad news. When he gets it wrong, I'll tell you too. We lost the SAVE Act yesterday. That will cost us dearly in terms of combating fraud in this midterm election and in 2028.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Folks, I'm about to play you a group of people screaming, cheering, chanting, Allahu Akbar, the battle cry of jihadists as they go into battle, deadly battle against the infidels, with the aim, of course, of slaughtering them. That's the origin of this battle cry. And then I'm going to tell you where this happened, and it's going to blow your mind. First, the battle cry. That is how Democrat Congress candidate in New Jersey, Adam Hawawi, opened his victory speech. He just won the primary for that district in New Jersey, all but guaranteeing he'll go to Congress. Want to hear it again? He thinks he's fighting a jihad.
We win! When we organize, we win! Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
The music was from later. Sounds like a street festival in Kuwait. Is he born in America? No. And folks, what's happening in these Democrat primaries, if you're born somewhere else, anywhere else, because they hate America so much, it gives you a leg up. He was born in Egypt. But here's what's truly terrifying about this guy. He worked for a designated Al-Qaeda terrorist group. And that didn't slow him down one bit in the Democrat primary. It's called the Benevolent International Foundation. I'm looking right now at the Treasury Department website. They designated it a terror group, U.S. Department of the Treasury. And it was sanctioned by the United Nations Security Council for its association with Al-Qaeda. What it does, according to the UN, is it moved money for bin Laden's activities in Bosnia and Chechnya. He went to Bosnia to work for it. Let that sink in for a moment. Question number one, how in the heck did this guy get U.S. citizenship? How in the heck did he end up in the army? I mean, this is absolutely terrifying. But that's only the beginning. Oh no, that's only the beginning. The part I'm about to tell you was known in the Democrat primary. It was all over the place. New York Post. He was the driver for the blind sheikh. You know, the guy who died in federal prison after being convicted in the World Trade Center bombing. Six dead, including a pregnant woman and her baby. Democrats care? Oh, heck no. You think Democrats care Graham Plattner beats everybody, beats all his girlfriends? No, they don't care. The blind sheikh kills people. And the way he worked was he got his followers to do it. Adam Hawawi not only drove him around and went on road trips with him in the Middle East and throughout the United States of America, he was his driver and his translator. It gets worse. He testified as a character witness on his behalf at the trial. Now, folks, this guy's going to Congress. This is who the Democrats are electing. This is legit terrifying. Here is the actual transcript from the trial. So when I say to you, he is an Al-Qaeda candidate, Al-Qaeda's first candidate. This is a major win for them. He is literally an Al-Qaeda candidate who is totally down with jihad. Let me read you the transcript. This is from the transcript. Did you hear defendant Abdel Rahman, that's the blind sheikh, terrorist. Did you hear defendant Abdel Rahman talk about how America is the enemy of Islam? Yes. And you heard prior to the arrest about how Israel is the enemy of Islam, correct? Yes. Did you hear about how Muslims had to do jihad against the enemies of Islam? Of course. Adam Hawawi, now Democrat nominee, New Jersey for Congress. Of course he says. That's what he always talked about. He talked about jihad, you know. Picks up the mic, goes to the mic at this victory celebration. What is the first thing he does?
We win! When we organize, we win!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
You should see the white liberals in the audience. Like, half the people are wearing burqas. The other half are, you know, you could tell not Muslim. And they look a little uncomfortable for a sec, but then they get into it. Allahu Akbar! You are so stupid. Naturally, being the Al-Qaeda candidate, you work for a designated terror group by both the UN and the Treasury Department. That is a designated terror group because it moves money for Al Qaeda. You go to Bosnia to work for them? I don't even know how we let him back to the country. He's not even born here. Now he's in Congress. What do you want to do? I'll destroy America's defenses, of course. I played you the audio yesterday. He wants to dismantle ICE, Customs and Border Patrol, the Department of Homeland Security, and he added a new one. The entire U.S. military.
You know, I talk about healthcare, not bombs. I talk about abolish ICE. So healthcare, not bombs means Medicare for all. And not bombs means we need to address our foreign policy. And we need to look at the military industrial complex, take it apart, and really see what we need. We are spending $1 trillion on our defense / Department of War / Department of War Crimes now. And what we need to do is spend that in healthcare and spend it in education. We need to abolish ICE. And so not only do we need to abolish it, but we need to dismantle the DHS completely. So I want to go further because...
Notice he's not talking about cutting spending or being fiscally conservative. He wants to wipe out all of the military spending. Well, duh. He worked for Al-Qaeda. We bomb them all the time. Of course he does. District, there's a brawl going on in District 10, our state legislature. Thomas Beach is the incumbent. He's a member of the Freedom Caucus, and his opponent is throwing shade. Stuart Watson, because he said, this is the Republican primary, saying that he doesn't appreciate the tactics of the Freedom Caucus, especially their battle against trans surgeries for transgender youth. So here is a clip of that from a recent podcast. This has gone all over the place online. And then I'm going to have Thomas Beach on to respond. Here's Stuart Watson talking about what's wrong with the Freedom Caucus, especially Thomas Beach, his opponent.
Well, any person who's a member of the Freedom Caucus, they're doing what you said they're doing, right? They're obstructing based on a few small issues. And if you don't agree with them, they're not going to help you in any way, right? You know, they kind of base their whole platform of what I can tell for the past few years on limiting transgender surgeries, the whole abortion debate.
It's mostly social issues.
Very, very special, issues, group issues, right? And not that those things aren't important, but I just disagree with the way they go about it. First of all, you're demonizing groups of people, right? And they're... Here they're out, they're waving their Christian flag, saying these are Christian morals and values, but yet at the same time, you're demonizing a group of people, right? I don't think Jesus would like that, quite frankly. You can talk about not agreeing with somebody's choice of their lifestyle without condemning them, without demonizing them, and that's the problem I have with a lot of members of the Freedom Caucus.
So Representative Thomas Beach is a member of the Freedom Caucus. I wanted to give him a chance to respond to that, seeing as the primary is Tuesday. Good morning, Representative Beach.
Good morning, Ms. Sarah. Yeah, we don't want taxpayer money being used to mutilate children. We don't want taxpayer money going to Planned Parenthood. We do not want our universities, our tech schools, allowing men in dresses in our young girls' bathrooms. These are values of our South Carolinians. Our voters, our citizens have certain expectations. And so, yes, I am going to fight to defend our young ladies, our children, and we should not be using taxpayer money to fund these sorts of things. And unfortunately, my opponent is very much a liberal Republican, and that's the choice for House District 10. To introduce myself to your audience, I am a born-again Christian. I am a family man. I have three little children. I am a former Army Airborne Ranger. I am one of the South Carolina's most conservative lawmakers, a member of the South Carolina Freedom Caucus. I have 100% conservative rating by multiple organizations. I represent the Powellsville, Piedmont area, western Greenville County, and the southeastern part of Pickens County. And yes, I'm Thomas Beach, just like Myrtle Beach or Vacation Beach, for people to remember me.
So, South Carolina District 10, Thomas Beach, where is that again?
That I live in Powdersville, Piedmont, so it's the Anderson County, Pickens County, Greenville County area.
Okay. And the reason I had you on this morning is I saw that, but I also saw that that the Palmetto Truth Project has struck again and is supporting your opponent. And they have been a huge force in this state for getting liberal Republicans elected. They've got a ton of money behind them, and they're now supporting your opponent. Do you have a message for them this morning?
Well, I have a message for our audience. I mean, our state is rated as when I first ran, it was the most liberal. It had the most liberal-controlled Republican legislature in the nation. And I think today we're behind Vermont and New Hampshire. So we have the third most liberal-controlled Republican-controlled legislature in the nation. And so the reason why I'm getting attacked by the establishment is because we are hardcore purple-leaning blue at the state house, the General Assembly. And we saw that with the redistricting lines here just recently. So when you go there and you go fight, they will fight back. That's how they punch back during election. They recruit liberal Republicans to run against a wee few conservative members. And let's look at why we are a liberal state. I mean, we have the highest income tax in the Southeast. Our education is ranked at the bottom 10 of all 50 states. As I mentioned, we were funding Planned Parenthood with taxpayer dollars. We have one of the nation's biggest state governments. You know, we were using tax dollar to mutilate children. And I remember when I first ran, we didn't even have constitutional carry. So there's a reason why we have a very liberal General Assembly. And, you know, I have so much. Let me inform you and your listeners of why we need more conservative fighters, why there is a need for a Freedom Caucus. This year, we've passed the largest budget in state history. In 10 years, we have increased our budget by 44%. We're spending like $2,720 per person this year. Every Democrat voted in favor of this budget we just passed. Every Democrat celebrated our budget, and that should tell everybody something. I remember Representative Gilda Cobb Hunter, who called Moms for Liberty a terrorist organization on the House floor. She's appointed chair to some of the most important committees on ways and means. And a lot of Democrats are sitting in these chairs. We have a very strong purple state house.
Thomas Beach, and, we've hit the end of the segment. Where can people find your campaign? And again, you are in District 10 State House. Like, where can they find you online?
On Facebook, Rep. Thomas Beach. On Twitter, Thomas Beach. And then beachforhouse.com is my website.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Coming up, liberal lawlessness, where protesters can break the law, many laws, in fact, with impunity, because they know liberal police and liberal prosecutors where they live have their backs. Coming up next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for.
This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.